Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Michael Gunning, COO for Hathor Exploration. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is HAT. Thanks for joining us today, Michael.
And thanks for having me.
Great. Anytime now. Starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Hathor for some of our listeners that may be new to your story.
Hathor, junior exploration company on the Venture Exchange, HAT, Shell in the late 90s, made its first big move into uranium soon thereafter, in the early days of the uranium boom in 2003, 2004. And really, I think what's the foundation for putting Hathor where it is now was its first big acquisition of Rough Rider Uranium Corporation in 2006. Rough Rider was in the basin in the early days, acquiring ground before the boom really got going. And when Hathor acquired Rough Rider, that's when Hathor started exploring the Russell Lake and the Midwest Northeast Project. And, of course, that led to the discovery of the Rough Rider deposit in 2008. And the significance of that is the Athabasca Basin being the preeminent high-grade uranium exploration district in the world. The basin has been producing anywhere from 20 to 30% of Western world production for the last 30 years. Rough Rider was the first high-grade discovery that had ever been made in the basin by a junior. And it really is a significant discovery on that basis. And so for the last 3 years, Hathor has been doing extensive summer and winter drill programs. In fact, some of the biggest drill programs in the basin, period, even in comparison to the majors, to advance that discovery, delineate a resource, and push this discovery into the world of economic scoping and development.
Certainly, and so talk to us, speaking of Rough Rider, talk to us about some of the recent intersects there.
Right. I think there's two big pieces of news on Rough Rider in 2010. First of all was the resource update that was released on November the 30th. The original resource estimate on Rough Rider came out at the end of 2009, and it was around 12 million pounds. Not big enough for the Athabasca Basin. It was just essentially based on preliminary drilling. The resource that we just put out is an overall resource of 28 million pounds if you add up the indicated and inferred. And I think most importantly, we've defined a high-grade core to that deposit at around 25 million pounds at around 12%. Many of the deposits in the basin, average grade of 1 to 3%, Cigar and MacArthur are indeed special in the world of uranium at 15 to 20. Rough Rider is what I would call above average grade in the world's best uranium district. So the resource has tripled. The average grade is up to 12% in the high-grade core, and that was a significant development for this company. And as you mentioned, in terms of intersections, what also came out in 2010 was the delineation of the Rough Rider East, the east zone of the Rough Rider deposit. It was discovered at the end of 2009 in hole 170. Drilling in the winter and summer of 2010 have produced intersections like the one that we released in October 21st, which was 63 meters at 7.7%, including 17.5 meters at 24%. And that really is one of the richest drill holes ever drilled in uranium, period. The Athabasca Basin mines at Cigar and MacArthur River particularly right now, it is by far the world's annual largest producer at 18 million pounds a year. Most mines around the world are 5 or 6 million pounds per year. MacArthur at 21% average grade is literally 200 times world average. And that intersection at the east zone of Rough Rider, 63 meters of 7, really, MacArthur River Mine is really the only mineral deposit in the world where you can get an intersection like the one that we got at Rough Rider East. So the real importance of that intersection is that when you look at 2011 and why you would invest in Hathor, this east zone looks like it has all the potential in the world from an exploration point of view to have a resource that is equal to or bigger than the main zone at Roughrider. And that's really the excitement. We're working on that first pass resource estimate for the east zone. If we have sufficient drill hole density right now, we'd hope to get that out to the market in March. If we need more drill data from this winter, then we won't get it out until the fall. But we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to get out a resource estimate for the east zone in March. And if you look at the various institutions that have analyst coverage on Hathor, like Dundee, you'll see that there's a pretty clear consensus that people are looking at the overall resource at Roughrider to essentially double from the main zone because of the potential that we've got in the east zone. So that, of course, that resource estimate for the east zone in 2011 will be a significant event for the company, and it's really a big reason why investors should be looking at Hathor right now.
Well, great, and you also had a follow-up at the winter drilling at the Handay Uranium Project in Saskatchewan?
Yes, in exploration, we've got a phrase, pipeline, and that's about having early-stage exploration properties back on the boiler when you've got a big resource development project like Roughrider. And Handay is a terrific early-stage property for us. It gives us the chance at giving investors a shot at the real upside of making a new discovery. It's a joint venture with Forum Uranium. It's being operated by Forum and a geologist named Ken Wheatley, who's got a 20-year track record in the Athabasca Basin. He's a terrific exploration geologist in Saskatchewan. We've been working on the property for 2 years, doing geochemistry and ground geophysics and preliminary drilling. We came up with a nice little 0.16% uranium intersection just below the unconformity last winter, associated with some terrific clay alteration in the sandstone and chlorite and hematite alteration in the basement. And what all that means is we're following up now this winter. The drill program has begun, and that gives Hathor shareholders terrific exploration upside for discovery on top of the resource work that we're doing at Roughrider. And we could go into the same on Russell Lake. It's our other early-stage property. It really is, I think, one of the premier elephant country properties in the basin that's not owned by Cameco and Areva, that's owned by a junior down in the southern part of the basin in that most fertile terrain between MacArthur and Key Lake. And Russell Lake for the next 3 or 4 years gives Hathor shareholders an incredible exposure to what I would call a bona fide elephant discovery in terms of really coming up with something significant. That property is right beside Denison's Phoenix discovery on Wheeler River, and that's an indication of what the potential is in that part of the basin.
Great, and so what do you say makes what else makes the company unique from some of the other players in the sector?
I think to be successful in this business, it boils down to three things. You need properties that are in the right location, that are in the right districts. You need a treasury to work them. You need money in the bank. And thirdly, you need people. And I think when you look at Hathor and you look at those three key ingredients for success, when you look at a discovery like Roughrider that is truly becoming a mineral deposit with world-class attributes, Roughrider is very much on the global radar screen in uranium. That makes it a real gem. Hathor right now has got just around $21 million in its treasury. We've got more than enough capital to explore for the next year or two. And that's what you need to do in Saskatchewan. You need to keep the drills turning. And thirdly, Hathor's got a technical team in Saskatoon that is really second to none. We've got 6 or 8 full-time geologists there that have an incredible range of experience in uranium for a junior, and I would stack up our team in Saskatoon right up against the majors. From a corporate point of view, we've now got Jim Malone on the board. He was previously the executive VP at Exelon, the largest nuclear operator in the United States. Jim gives this company tremendous depth in terms of the downstream side of our industry. And if you combine that with our independent directors of John Curry and Martin Glynn, John Curry with Lululemon and previously with IntraWest, Martin Glynn previously with HSBC, these are what I would call heavyweights in the financial world. And I don't think you'll find very many junior exploration companies with that kind of board makeup. And it really gives this company a foundation for success when you go into the world of project development and potential major acquisition in M&A.
And perhaps you could walk us through your background experience, Michael, and round up the rest of the management team.
My role here, following my PhD, worked worldwide in exploration with Cominco, and from that was very fortunate to have been headhunted for a research opportunity in Saskatchewan with the government. They're rare opportunities, those jobs, and particularly the chance to look at the world's best uranium deposits. From that, I developed a foundation of giving keynote talks on the uranium industry in Canada and North America. And from there, came back into the junior exploration world to run a company called Triax, and we developed, advanced the Mountain Lake deposit in Nunavut. That company went back to its roots in diamonds. I didn't want to leave the uranium world, so I joined Hathor with its treasury, terrific discovery, and terrific exploration team in Saskatoon to really help this group do the right thing with Rough Rider and go from what I call a discovery to a bona fide development company and show people that Rough Rider has got the chance to blossom into a truly world-class uranium deposit in a basin that is going to be mining uranium for the next 30 years. So my technical expertise, and I'm a three-generation mining person, my history at Cominco, in combination with our board and their expertise in the finance world and the downstream uranium world, in combination with our technical team in Saskatoon, this group has got everything that it needs to push the Rough Rider project just as far as it needs to be pushed.
Certainly, and what are some of the goals and milestones that some of the other goals that the team's hoping to accomplish over the next year?
I would say there's three key milestones for this company. We've started the work of evaluating first-pass resource on the east zone at Rough Rider. And again, if we can get that out in March, that will be the target. If we don't have the data, we'll wait till August or September. But that has already started, and that's really the upside resource potential for that project, is identifying that indeed the east zone could contain as much as the 28 million pounds that are in the main zone at Rough Rider. That's number one. Number two is to start a full-on economic scoping for the project. We've added a very key senior personnel to the team who's an expert in uranium industry analysis in Saskatchewan, and he's going to head up our scoping. The next key milestone will be to obviously push our early-stage exploration projects in Russell Lake and Henday and see if we can put a new discovery on the table on either of those two properties. So the milestones are pretty straightforward. Resource estimate at Rough Rider East, full-on scoping, and hopefully a preliminary economic assessment report, a PEA, by the end of the year. And thirdly, to push the opportunity for a discovery on either of our other two exploration properties.
Well, great. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, Michael, do you believe that the Hathor story and your message and the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
No, I think right now it's fair to say that the uranium companies in the Athabasca Basin are perhaps as undervalued as anyone in the sector right now. We've seen a number of announcements from the United States from companies with overall smaller projects, but projects that are going into production, and we've seen a number of news releases for permits for new production to start. And while they are successful from an operational point of view, the Athabasca Basin, which has the highest grade deposits in the world, seems to have slipped off the radar screen for the market because of the extent of exploration that's required for the basin, and of course because we still all want to see Cigar Lake get into production. I think at the end of the day, in the world of mining, for any commodity, grade is king. Grade is always king. Grade is what opens up mines. Grade is what gives you what I would call significant annual production. And in that sense, I think we're all working to make sure people remember that a discovery like Rough Rider truly is unique. Discoveries like Phoenix with Denison. And these are the projects that, at the end of the day, have got a great shot at becoming what I call top 10 global producers. So at Hathor, we're working hard to make sure that people don't forget that although the world of uranium is looking at new mines opening in Africa and U.S., the Athabasca Basin is still the preeminent high-grade producing camp. Rough Rider's a major discovery. We've got some big milestones in front of us. And I think in that sense, this year is going to be a big transition for Hathor, and we'll make sure that the market knows that this group is going from an early-stage exploration company to a full-on development company that is going to advance and push that project hard from an expertise point of view. And I think when you look at the consensus of analysts that cover the company, their targets are significantly higher than where Hathor is at right now, and that simply reflects their confidence that in the end, the market will come back to the Athabasca, and the market will realize that Hathor is building a team that can really push Rough Rider.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Michael Gunning, COO for Hathor Exploration, which trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol AHAT. That's a hat on the TSX Venture, currently trading at $282 a share. And so before we conclude, Michael, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Hathor as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think overall, again, right now in the sector, uranium projects are extremely undervalued in the Athabasca, and Hathor is no exception. Number two, our key project at Rough Rider's got a major milestone in front of us in terms of a resource estimate for Rough Rider East, and that could be a real game changer for the company. Similarly, we're going to start scoping, and if we can show people that the basin deposits have got the potential to be the lowest cost producers in the world, and if we can get that done by the end of the year, that's also going to be a major milestone. And whenever you've got a shot at discovering something of true elephant character like MacArthur River, and we've got that potential on Russell, that's an awfully compelling carrot for any shareholder for Hathor in 2010. And I think my parting message would be this company is going to show people that we're building a team that can push this from all angles. And finally, world supply demand in uranium is still weak. We are still far below what the world's nuclear fleet needs. And until we get significant new mine openings, you're going to see a continued upward pressure in the price of uranium like we've seen over the last 4 months. And that just provides a great fundamentals for investors looking at the uranium sector and then looking at Hathor.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Michael, and update our investors on Hathor.
Good. Thank you very much.